kept awake all night with the shouting and singing to the fellas on the wagon, you know. It was an awful spot.
Was there a railway then, or was it all, or was there a railway down to
Well, a little railway going down, you know. Well, it was for all my time. All the time I'd lived.
And how are the wagons on that pulled?
Well, the wagons were maybe carrying about 5 ton at a time, you see. And used to have it packed up so much, and then there'd be a board across the middle, and all that had to be a brakesman on it. You see? Where the downgraded was, he had to save the wagon shoving the horse, you see.
I see, so the wagons would run down on their own, would they?
Oh, aye, but I mean, they would, only so far.
Yeah.
You see, and if it ran run too fast, of course, they're all old farmers' horses, and that. They couldn't run
too fast.
And then when they get down towards the shore a bit, they'd have to put trays on to pull them up. To pull the wagons up, you see, one horse couldn't pull them.
So they had to put a team on?
They had to put two horses on. Mm. Then you go right down then to there used to be a weighing machine on the quay. And then it was weighed there, and then you went right down to the point of the quay. The boats were always stopping well down to the point of the pier.
And you know these engines that you drove in the attic, the Ant and the Bee.
The engines, the locomotives,
the locos.
Locos.
Yeah. How big were they?
Oh, only little things. Well, with the powers and the driver, the man who was driving the engine, you know, he was always sitting with his back, wherever he was going. You understand me? He was always sitting this way, looking at the engine, and where he was going, his back was going first. If there was anything in his road, fail or anything, the time he was in or the time he's out, being squashed the pieces, and then coming out again the same way. He had to be this end of it to check the wagons from shoving them too fast down the gradient, you see. And then when you were on the last wagon with a little step like that big, and you had your 2 feet on that step and your head down all the time, the way you wouldn't catch the ceiling, wouldn't catch the roof of the...
And how many wagons would that pull at a time?
Well, it was 6 or 7, and you would go in the first at say half past six.
Yes.
Your first time in. Well, then you'd be in, because they'd be working maybe night shift, and have some ready for you if there's any special thing on, they'd have some ready for you. Or they maybe start hauling before you'd be ready to get there. You'd have maybe about 5 ready to get out about 9 o'clock, you see.
Yeah.
Well, then you'd have a cup of tea then for your breakfast out there. Well, then you'd be go in again, you'd be out again at 10, again again, and you'd be out again at 12. Maybe you'd have to wait to get loaded up, maybe a couple extra wagons, and you'd be out again at 1:30.
you were lucky then that you could come out and have a cup of tea.
Well, yes, when you're up while you're on the engine, because you could get hot water from the engine.
And use that to make the tea?
Yes.
Lovely. And did you have a fireman with the engine?
Oh, yes.
I think he had a job, didn't he?
Everyone?
He had a busy job.
Well, he was the fireman and the driver. See, they're only little, you know. I don't know, did you ever see the ones with the Crodle Glen? Or not?
I didn't see them, no. I've seen pictures.
Ah, well, you can see how small they were. Oh, I think it's the ant and the bee, they call them.
That's right, yes. And didn't they have to carry the coal sort of lodged on the side of the boiler?
Yeah.
So you had to have big lumps of coal so they wouldn't fall off.
No, they didn't have a lot. They had a little kind of a bunker behind them.
Yeah.
You know, and if he stopped, he could well stoke up, you know, while he was in the mine, because he wouldn't use much coming out. You see, when he all downhill, it was only when he was going in, he'd be using the all. Gradient down, you see, coming out.
Was there a lot of smoke?
Oh, choker. Sulphur, you know,
yeah.
Because it was the steam coal. Oh, choker.
Where did that come from?
Right, you see, it was coming out of the coal and then it was hitting the roof and coming down on you, see.
Yeah.
Weren't very high. The tunnel going in, not very high, you know.
Where did the coal come from? They had to bring it in by boat, did they?
Oh, yes. Oh, they had to come by boat.
Did they bring other materials in for the mine?
Have they what?
Did they have to bring other things into the mine, like timber?
Yes, a lot of them. Imported timber, a lot.
Where did that come from?
They had to use a lot of timber for timbering in what they call the pitches, like and buns. You know, you could be, I'm seeing the top of this house, you could be working up 2 or 3 fathom from the bottom, you know.
Yeah.
And you'd have to make a bench for yourself, you know, across. With timber, before you could start to work, and you stand on that till you get a blast or two, to get a footing.
And what did you, when you were working, did you work upwards? Did you stoke upwards?
It all depends, you see. Sometimes you'd be working up, sometimes you'd be working down, other times you'd be drifting, what we call drifting, make a tunnel, you see, making a drive into somewhere else. To look for something.
Which was the easiest?
Eh?
Which was the easiest work?
Well.
Which did you prefer?
I prefer the down one. Because when you're driving up, you know, you're all the time, you know.
Over your head. Picking over your head.
Off your shoulder. Well, the other way, when it's a bad down, I think. And then when you're going in on the another way, you had to get down low and hit that way to keep your bottom at, you know, the level.
Keep the level there.
Keep the drift level, you see. That's with hand. Of course, there weren't many drills, machines in the mines them days. Only big things that took two men to handle them. They'd run a big pole. And took two men to lift them up to put them on the pole.
And what did they work off?
Eh?
What drove those drills?
Well, they were for when they were driving up to Agnes on the horse level. They were used for.
You say the horse level. Did they have horses in there when you worked there?
Horses, no. But that's what they call that drift. Going up. Past Dumbles, they always call that the horse level. Why, I don't know.
but the drills, what drove them? Was it compressed air?
Compressed air? Oh, I had to be compressed air down to 310 too. You had to have compressed air there too, because once you've seen the your candle getting going down, you knew it was time to get out.
What, you used the compressed air to ventilate the place?
But down there, I had to, because it was very hot down there. You see, there was no other drifts or anything.
Yeah.
You were more kind of in a box.
Yeah. Where did the compressed air come from?
Oh, from the machines up at Dumbles and the Welsh, them places. Compressed air come right down the down from there, the machines up there.
And how
the men that was doing the haul of the stuff from the mines were using the compressed air. Just to say it the same way, you see. Oh, the compressed air come from up the top of the land.
Yeah. How big were the pipes?
Yeah, or the pipes. I don't know how you would see it when down the thing, but it was well hidden in somehow.
What, it was buried in the side?
Buried in the side, especially in the thing. That's the only place I knew where it was. The compressed air was in Dumbles, going down the. To the 302, but they had it in latterly in the 50 where they had to use the machines, you know.
Sorry, where was that they used the machines?
In the 50 when Williamson took over.
Yeah. Well, I think that's been interesting. Is there any more questions? I don't know whether it's Norman. Well, I think we've talked for nearly an hour. It's been very interesting, and I'd like to thank you very much.
Well, thank you. You're welcome.